Shvotz Moshe, Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron, after the two sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu were nifter, so Moshe Shnei Hashem Vayemus. Shvotz before Hashem, and they were nifter. So Rashi brings down over here a Chazal. Actually, no. Actually, Stam a Chazal. Why is the Misa of the Shnei Bnei Aharon right next to the Parsha of Yom Kippurim? Right here, too, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is Mitzavah the Bnei Yisrael, Kahanam on the Indian of Yom Kippurim, Lelamdecho Shemisas HaTzadikim Mechaperus Ki Yom Kippurim. It teaches that just like Yom Kippur is Mechaper on Klal Yisrael HaZaveiris, so too Misas HaTzadikim is Mechaper on Klal Yisrael HaZaveiris. This is a psik de zuta, it's a chazal. Mises tzadikim is mechaper just like Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that Bishas of Tira of Rabbi Yehuda Hanosira, Rebbe, the note came down in a Shemayim, and on it was written that whoever was by the Ashkafta the Rebbe and by the Levaya of Rebbe, he's mezumen l'chai yoyim habo. So pastors, you know, they were there, b'shasta misa tzadikim, b'shasta levaya, misa tzadikim is mechaper. So dafen fashtein, I mean, we know misa tzadikim in general is mechaper. So why dafke by Rebbe was there such a piskim and a shemayim that whoever's there by a shkafte the Rebbe is mezumen l'chai yoyim habo? Because everybody should be like that. Misa tzadikim is mechaper for everybody. So I saw a murder that Kibshad brought down from a Yitzchak L'chon Aspect, to say, Kitzadik L'brach. This Yadua and Mesechtas Yuma, there's a machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachomim. Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is mechaper by itself, even without Shuvah. The Chachomim hold not like Rebbe. They hold name. Yom Kippur is mechaper by Medvarim Amurim that you do Shuvah, but without Shuvah, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. But Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is mechaper by itself, without any Shuvah. Oy vasay. If Mises Tzadikim is doing it to Yom Kippur, so the Chayav Anisa Tzadikim, you have the same machloikas between Rebbe and the Chacham. Rebbe holds that if a person comes to be malado at tzadik and bichva, lechvoidoy, even without doing tshuva, Anisa Tzadikim is mechaper. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, that hold up by Yom Kippur, you have to have tshuva with Yom Kippur. So here also, with the Levaya, you have to have tshuva. So in Eilu, it's understood. By all of the tzadikim, we pass them like the Chachomim that say that Yom Kippur needs tshuva with it. Of a Rebbe Lushitose, that Rebbe held that Mises Tzadikim, that Yom Kippur is mechaper by itself without tshuva, so the Mises Tzadikim is mechaper also without tshuva. Chomisha Hayev Ashkaf to the Rebbe in Mezumen Lechaya El Haba. As I said to Yitzchak Khan. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Dabra Lan Rechicha, Vayomi Bechaleisa La Kodesh Vibes La Parechas. He shouldn't come all the time to the Kodesh HaKadoshim within the Parochas, a Pnei HaParochas al Shah Al-Horim, below Yoms. Kiva Onon Eroi Allah HaKapayrus. Only with the cloud will I appear on the Kapayrus. So I saw a Mori the Kipshat from the Beis Yisroel. Get it out of the Beis Yisroel, says a Mori the Kipshat. We find numerous Averis that Nadav and Avihu did. Pasuk says they brought a trend of fire, they brought an Eish Zara. But in the Medrash we find numerous Averis that they did. They didn't get married, they didn't have a family, they said, Moshe Emushalis is a Canaan, and we'll take over. They were Nichnas Shtu Yayayim. Different Averis that they did. And the Mepharshim say that there's a Tzad HaShoah, a string that runs through all of them. What was the Chet of Nadav and Abihu? They wanted to get close to Hashem, in a way that they're not constricted b'chlal from getting close to Hashem. Shalafizet, on one hand they said, Moshe Amus Noisim to Canaan. They felt it will be the Gdolim, that will be mamish face to face with the Shechina. In our matzav right now, you can't get the closest to the Shechina. Your leader's in Klal Yisrael, then we can get close to the Shechina. Shtuya Yayin, they drank wine. Nichnas Yayin, Yotzasoy, the Pnimius, if a person comes out, and the male will be able to get closer. They wanted to do the Avodah, Mitoich Episopnemius, and they drank wine to get closer to Hashem. They brought a fire more than they were commanded to do. Kabbasan Ezar, they didn't get married. They said, get married, we have a family. There's an oil of parnasa, there's the oil of raising children. How are we going to get close to Hashem? They wanted to break out of their confines. They wanted to break out of their constrictions and get close to Hashem. That's why the Torah says that b'karvosam l'fnei Hashem v'yamusu. They got too close to Hashem. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants to have a relationship with you, mitoch your constrictions, mitoch those things that confine you, running a regular family and getting close to Hashem, doing what you're supposed to be doing and getting close to Hashem. Their abba was the korvos of life. They wanted to get too close and break out of the things that confine them. The korvos of Hashem by Yemusu. And Eilach HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Kiva onan eroa ala kapayres. I only appear to you mitoch an onan, mitoch a cloud. Mitoch those things that stare you. Person has to go on a daily basis, he has to do the avodah, he has to go to work, he has to raise a family. Yeah, everything's a cloud. You can't sit and be misbinding a whole day. I'm getting close to Hashem. Can't do that. Nobody has time for that. And the Davki in such a match with HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kiva onan eroa ala kapayres. How am I going to appear to you? What's my relationship with you? A regular person is not able to see me. That is the way he gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Karbosim of Hashem v'yamusu and Kiber Onon Eroh Alakapayrus. We all have to see, you know, the tendency of a person is, oh, I'm always in a rush, and how am I going to do this? Am I not regular with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do our daily routine, our daily activities, and we tell you that, we'll see later on in Parshas Kedosh, a similar word. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live a life of Kedusha. It's a Gashmistic life. This, you know, but that's today we live in the olam ha'asiya, in the olam of action. It's the goof that clouds our perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not able to see him clearly, but that's the dafka what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Keep it on a ra'al ha'kapayas. The pasuk goes on to say, Kiba yayim hazeh Yechaper aleichem. On this day, he will be mechaper upon you. The tireschem yikol chatev seichem, to purify you from all of your aveiros. Befnei Hashem titaru. Before Hashem, you should become tor. So, Mefarshim tells us, what is this double lashon over here? Ki bayayim hazeh yechaper aleichem. The tireschem yikol chatev seichem. What is lechaper aleichem and what is letaher eschem? Two lashonos of cleaning. Lechaper aleichem and letaher eschem. What are the two things referring to? So, one shot that's brought down in the Sforim is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we do tshuva, Hashem cleanses us from our aveiros, there's two madrigas of cleansing. There's lechaper, that's a lashon of wiping away. But if you just wipe away the dirt, there's still residue that's left over. And you're not the same, you're not clean and shiny the way you were lechachil. David HaMelech, after he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechaper on his aveiros, he says, Hoshei li sison yishecha. I want you to give me the happiness of your Yeshua, I should be as good as new. That's kibayim hazeh, mechaper aleichem. One madrega is he wipes away the aveiros. And then, there's a second madrega with tahir eschem, to purify you that you're as good as new, as if the aveira never existed. And that's a special madrega. You know that Olam HaRishon, Hashem was mechaper his aveira. And Olam HaRishon did tshuva, he fasted, kamat hanesim, and Hashem was mechaper. We say that the slichas, the apal pikein, after he did tshuva, lemaisi, he was still a ben tzimusi, he still had to die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, b'yayim ha'chochem imenu mois tomos, right? He ate from it, and he became vulnerable to Misa. Right? It means even though he did Jubit, over Lamaisa, it wasn't Misachim the Chet as if it didn't exist. Same thing with the Yidden, with the Chet Eagle. HaKadosh Baruch was Machapon on the Chet Eagle, he did Jubit. Over Lamaisa, this beyond Pokoy, Pokadi, Lamaisa, the Chet Eagle gets brought up every now and then. Before the Chet Eagle, by Naiman HaSinai, the Yetzirah left them, the Malach HaMavis had no more shlita over them. After the Chet HaEgel, once again the Malach HaMavis had shlita. The tshuva of the Bnei Yisrael was not zeichet to bring them back as if they were pure the way they were lechatchila. There's a madrega on Yom Kippur that if a person does enough tshuva and he davens enough, ki bayayim hazeh yechaper aleichem, first to wipe away the Aveira, and then l'tahereschem, the second madrego, he brings you back to new, the way you were l'chadchil. That's kind of the simple pshat of the pasuk. But I saw a beautiful pshat that's brought down in the pre-chodosh, simetof reishei, b'shem the maharash k'ramazim. Says a moyer dikip pshat. He says the following, as follows. We know that Yom Kippur, aveir shemeinodim la'mokayim, Yom Kippur is mechav. Why, he says, because if you would care about your aveiros, you would go be mefayis your friend and get rid of all of your aveiros. But you're not big enough to go and be mefayis your friend. It's as if the aveiros don't bother you so much. So why should I be mechafi your aveiros ben adam la'mokin? A person that really cares wants to be pure legandri. He wants to have a clean slate. But if you're not willing to go be mefayis your friend by studies, that the aveira doesn't bother you so much, so I won't be mechaper you either. So he says that's what Rumi is in the pasuk over here. Ki bayayim hazeh yichaper aleichem. When am I going to be mechaper on you? If it's l'tayreschem kol chatoseichem. If my kapara is going to make it, that you're going to be torn from everything, then I'll give you a kapara. But if after my kapara you still have a aveiros because you're not willing to be mefayis your friend, then my kapara is not going to work either. Ki bayayim yichaper aleichem. And if my kapara will be the purification of all of your aveiros, if you leave mitzvahs, then my kapara is not going to be a kapara either. I saw it brought down. Chabad Chaim once told one of his talmidim, he says, I remember one time I said a sharif is up to one of my relatives. And I saw that it bothered him. So I made note of it. I waited, and it came Yom Kippur. Before Yom Kippur, I went there and I asked him for mechila, and he was my friend. He said, I thought about it later on. He said, Oive, why did I wait? And what would be if in the middle he'd have to move somewhere, to another city out of the country? It would have been stuck. It would have been so difficult for me to get a clean slate. So I really shouldn't have waited. He says, the klal hadvarim is that whenever you have a pegiah in your friend's covet, make it a clean slate right away. Don't wait. The more you wait, it gets harder. And it gets harder. Who knows, the friend goes out of town and you're not exactly to be available, you might forget about it. He says, whenever you have mitzvah that you need a ticket for, take care of it right away. Don't wait. This is the whole time is already over, he was saying it's over. That's a cloud glove. The person has to be very careful. In mitzvahs, they know the chaveiroi, and the Torah tells us that over here. I'm only going to be mechaper if it's we call chaveiroi. You'll be totally pure. At the end of this week's, at the end of Parshas Achrei Mos, the Torah goes into Arichas, the Parsha of Arayis. The relationships, the marriages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want. You have to understand what is that doing over here in Parshas Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra deals with the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah of Kehanim. So what is the connection? What do the Arayis have to do over here with Sefer Vayikra? So I saw brought down the Ramban in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra says, we know that each Chumash has its Tafkid. Sefer Bereishis deals with how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and how Klal Yisrael, his nation, was formed. That's what all Sefer Bereishis is about. How he chose Klal Yisrael, the survival of the fittest and ruchnius throughout the generations. Sefer Shemois, Sefer Tegolos, and how they came out as a total nation. And how the Shechinah rested in Klal Yisrael with the building of the Mishkan. Sefer Vayikra is how to keep the Shechinah resting within Klal Yisrael. That's what the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is all about. The bringing of the Karbonis, making sure that you're pure, not eating tarkas, and so on. Arayis, Gili Arayis, is the antithesis of the Shechinah resting within Klal Yisrael. For the Shechinah to rest in Klal Yisrael, you have to have a holy nation, you have to have a nation of Yichus, where the Yichus is pure, and where there's Chas Hashem, there's no Gili Arayis. And there's no error. As a matter of fact, we know that there's Tesvav Arayis. There are 15 Arayis, 15 relationships that are usher. that is like the gematria of Yud Ke. The Ramban says, because it's either one or the other. If the Yud Ke is there with Klal Yisrael, then the Tesbav Arayis are not present. If the Tesbav Arayis are rampant in Klal Yisrael, then the Yud Ke is not there. It's tied to the Sashi. The two things can't be with each other. The Melech is very befitting that the parish of Arayis should be bedafti here in Sefer Vayikra, because the Yoy Sefer Vayikra deals with the Hashros HaShchina, with the maintaining the Shchina within Klal Yisrael. So then the Arayis are steered to that. If you want to be able to keep the Shchina within Klal Yisrael, there can't be any Gili Arayis. It has to be your Machna, it has to be Kodesh. So nice, I think I've said it over here already, but it's appropriate over here. Rav Loza Moshe of Pinsk was the Gdolei Hador. He had his Hagos in the back of the Gemara. He was the Rav of Pinsk. Anyway, in Pinsk, a very choshev kehillah, a tire yin. From one time there was a series of tragedies where young men were losing their lives. They were being lifted very young. One mice, a second mice, a mice. They were loiser at Talmus. They did tshuva. They were drushes of the Cyrus. And they were baidik their Abeiris. And they were baidik in the town to see if anything could be mesukim. And they came to the conclusion that there's one person that's a balaveir in Pinsk. It's a fellow that's a parutz. He's not medactic in sneers. Problem was that this fellow had ties to the police and to the mayor. He's one of these bullies that you couldn't tell anything. So they made up, if one more tragedy happens, there's going to be a big demonstration in front of his house, and they're going to speak about smears, they're going to speak about, you know, preachers, you know, there's not allowed to be preachers, and come what may, they get into trouble, they get into trouble, they'll be mice and nevish. And sure enough, Nevich, another younger man was nifter, had a big demonstration in front of this person's house. There was a Moshe got up to speak, and other Rabbanim got up to speak. It was a tremendous Asayris. Self understood that this fellow did not take to this, you know, lightly. And he took them to court, and he sued them, he sued the entire Kehillah for damage, and they were mabazin, for libel, and so on. The Kehillah didn't know what to do. Like, you know, how are we going to stick up for ourselves in a Gaisha court? You know, what are the guys going to understand about this? So the Lozan Moshe says, I'll be the defense lawyer, don't worry. It's about Yihayay, they came to court, and the prosecutor gets up and says, you know, they're the boss of this guy, and this guy's entitled to do what he wants, nobody can control his life, and these people are old-fashioned. The Lozan Moshe got up, and he gave a whole drush of proving the Kolat Torah Kula from Torah, from the Vim, from Tzudim, from Chazal, that if there's a lack of tzmius, there's preachers, then it causes terrible calamity, not only amongst Yidden, but amongst Goyim. The judge was not just totally convinced, and he pocketed the Yidden. He says, you know, case closed, he wasn't willing to prosecute them. But even the Goyim was convinced of that. But Kal V'chomer by Yidden, we have to know that if we want the Shechina to rest within us, the Madrega of Tznius, there shouldn't be any shenitz of Aveira. The Madrega of Tznius has to be the highest Madrega that we can. In this parish of Arayas, it says, Ervas Isha Ubito Loisigale. You're not allowed to uncover the erva of a woman and her daughter. As Basdana, you're not allowed to marry the son of your wife from another marriage, the daughter of her son. That's Basbita, her granddaughter from another marriage. Loisikach Legalis Ervasa. Why? Shara Hena, they are close relatives, Zimahi. In English, Zimahi is touched. It's a depraved plot. Rashi says over here, what is the meaning of Zima? If a person marries Isha Ubita, or a lady and her granddaughter, what does the word Zima mean? It's an Atzasa Yetzer. Eitza, Kitagumai. Atzas Chaton, she starved at Etzechalach, she Yitzrucha. Yeah, your Yetzirah gave you this Eitzah to do the Aveir. So the question is, I mean, every Aveir that a person does, every one of the Arayis, it's an Atzasa Yetzer. Why Dafka over here, by Isha Ubita, does the Torah say Zimahi from the word Zaymim? It's a plot. It's a plot of the Yetzirah. Why Dafka over here? So I saw a shot from the Sefer of the Er Moshe. He said, Be'er HaTorah, not Be'er Moshe, Be'er HaTorah. He says, by all the other Arayas, For example, a person not allowed to marry his mother. There, the mother be'etzem is usur. Or there's other kinds. A person's not allowed to marry the wife of his father who's not his mother. Like I'm Shiva Etzim, is not related to him. But because of the father, she becomes usur. So either a lady herself is usur, or she's usur because she's related to someone that's his relative. By Isha Ubita, none of these apply. The daughter of your wife is not related to you from previous. It's not like your sister or like your mother. So there's no reason she should be usur. To say she's usur to you because of your wife is mutter to you. So then the Yetzirah has a very good time over here. Here it doesn't make sense. Right? Here, Sinitzad, the girl herself, the daughter, there's no reason she should be usher. She's a total stranger to you. Elamai, you want to say, she's usher to you because of your wife? Your wife, you're living with your wife. So how does that create usher to her? Yetzirah has a very good time. But that, the Torah says, Zimori, this is an Atsasa Yetzir, he's just trying to misguide you. That's the chat in the pasuk. But the Chofetz Chaim over here says a very good thing, that Zima is really, this is a cloud for all our Averus. And the Averus, Chazal tell us, Ein Adam Choyte, Elohim Kein Nichnas by Ruach Shtus. A person does not do an Avera unless a Mishigas enters his head, and that's the Yetzahara. He says a very good marshal. He says, there's a fellow who's traveling in a different city, and he's looking for an address. He's looking, he's lost, he doesn't know how to get there. So a fellow on the street sees him. He says, "Excuse me, sir, you look lost. You look like you're not from here." He said, "Yeah, I'm not. I'm looking for a certain address." "Oh, come with me. I'll show you exactly where to go." Poor guy didn't realize that he fell into the hand of a trickster that's ready to take him for a ride. He says, "Oh, you're a farmer. You came from a faraway place." He says, "You must be hungry." "Yeah, I am a bit hungry." He says, "You know what? Come, let's go eat together in the restaurant." "I really don't have much money." "Ah, not a problem. Come with me. Let's go. We'll eat together. It's on the house. I'll treat you." Takes him to a fancy restaurant. And he orders, and he tells him to order whatever you want. He orders a little sandwich. "Nah, I don't want to order more than that. Come on, it's on me. I'll pay for it." You know, he tells him to order a fancy steak with all the different, you know, embellishments with a fancy dessert. As the guy's hoping by the end of the suit, this guy says, "Excuse me, I'll be back soon." He walks out for a couple of moments, you know, and he never comes back. And he leaves this guy here with the bill, you know. The waiter comes and he says, "Sir, you know, this and this is the bill. It's like a bill for about $300. He says, "Okay, we'll just wait, my friend. He'll be back soon, you know, he'll come back. He'll pay for it." He says, "I have no idea who your friend is." "Yeah, he'll be back soon." He says, "That's a kind. I don't know who your friend is. And if I do, I don't necessarily trust him. You ordered, you ate, you pay." Zebzeb. Zach the Chofetz Chaim, you know, it's a hurry, he rises up. "Yeah, do that. Don't worry, it's great. It's Gebaldic. It's my dick, you know. And we do it, and we do it, and we do it, and we listen to him, and we listen to him, and we get involved with the Aveira." Then at the end, the Yetzirah conveniently slips out, and he leaves us in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to give the Din V'Cheshbon. So you tell him, "Listen, you know, it's really that guy. He's the one that got me to do it." And Beis Mishnah Ma'ila says, "You ordered it, you ate it, you are going to pay for it." That's what it's telling us over here. Z-money. It's an Atas HaYetzir. Right? It's an Atas HaYetzir. Over the side over is, you're the one that ate, and you're going to have to pay for it. And from here we learn out of cloud to all of the Averis, it's like that. You're not going to be able to blame it on your Yetzirah. You're going to have to foot the bill, and you're going to have to pay for it. Kedoshim Tiyu. Giving the parashas Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tiyu. Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Elokecha. Ish Imei Ha'adu Tiro. A person should fear his father and mother. That Shapsoi say Tishmeru, Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem, your God. So I saw a pshat brought down from the Orach HaShulchan, the Baal Orach HaShulchan, Hagoyin Rabbi Chiel Mechel Epstein, Zechitzavik, the Kodesh Lubrach. He asks a question. If the Torah is telling us to be holy, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokechem, so why does it bring down these two mitzvahs in particular as examples of how to become holy? Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokecha. Why are these things vidafki examples of how to become holy? What do these two mitzvahs have that no other mitzvah has in making us holy? Second of all, why does the Torah finish off over here by Ishima Yvavav Tiro Veshavsoisi Tishmarani Hashem Alekechem? What is Ani Hashem Alekechem doing over here? How does that add to the pasuk? She says, a very big thing. In the Aseres HaDibris, in the Luchas Shnias, the Dibris Shnias, there's two mitzvahs over there where it says Ani Hashem. Number one, Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kachay, Kashi Tzivcha Hashem Alekechem. Keep Shabbos like Hashem commanded you. It also says, Kavei Esavicha V'Esimecha, Kashi Tzivcha Hashem Alekechem. By these two mitzvahs bedafki, by nothing else. Why dafki by these two mitzvahs does it say, Kashi Tzivcha Hashem Alekechem? She says, I'm ready to keep Shabbos. He says, Shabbos and Kibud Ov Ha'Ein are two mitzvahs that are accepted everywhere by the Goyim as well. Every nation knows you have to have a day of rest. You know, by Goyim it's Sunday, by Yosef Shabbos, you have to have a day of rest. If you don't have a day of rest during the week, you'll get totally wiped out. You won't be able to continue doing your work. So a day of rest is mekubal by everybody. We learn out all the halachas of Kibud Ov Ha'Ein from a Goy, from Dama Ben Sina in Sefer Kedushin. That's where we learn out all the halachas of Kibud Ov Ha'Ein. So this is something which is muskin by the Goy. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that even though by the Goyim logically there's an Inyan of Shabbos, and by the Goyim logically there's an Inyan of Kibud Ov Ha'Ein, you don't do it because logic dictates. You do it because of Kashi Tzivcha Hashem Alekecha. That's why by these two mitzvahs it says Kashi Tzivcha Hashem Alekecha, and that's why it says over here again Ani Hashem Alekecha. Ishimei Bavu Tiro Shamsoi Tishmeru Ani Hashem Alekecha. Don't do it because of logic. Do it because Ani Hashem Alekecha. Zachtor Hashulchan that these two mitzvahs are Moichiach on the rest of our lives as well. Whatever you do, do it because that's what Hashem wants. You could be eating a meal. If you do it because that's what Hashem wants, then you're being Mekayim the Rotzen Abayri. I once heard from Avigdor Miller, a person can be Mekayim or Mitzvah every second during his sleep. If when he lies down, he says, I'm lying down now to have Koichus to serve Hashem tomorrow, your sleeping becomes a Dovah Shavikdusha. The going to the bathroom becomes a Dovah Shavikdusha. Every mundane act in this world, if you do it, because I'm doing the Ratzon HaBayre, of course it has to be the Ratzon HaBayre, right? But if you do it because that's the Ratzon HaBayre, then that's the way you become Kodesh. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Alekeichem. Right? What are two examples of that? The same way by honoring a father and mother, you do it because Hashem commanded you. And the same way by Shabbos, you don't do it because you're tired. You do it because Hashem commanded you. Every action in your life, if you do it because that's what Hashem wants, that's how you become Kodesh. The Ikar of Kedusha is to live your life, even if it's a mundane life. If you live it because that's the Ratzon HaBayre, that is the way to become Kodesh. These two mitzvahs are Mechiach. On Kol HaTorah Kula, and on every Gashmizdik way, every Gashmizdik thing that you do in your life. Just want to finish off with one bar. It says in the Torah, Hoicheach Hoicheach Hazavisecha, Veloisisa Olochet. Give Musar to your friend, but don't carry an Aveira because of it. And as if you're Mavazim him Barabim, by giving him Musar, then you're having an Aveira, then that's not the way you should do it. You have to do it in a way that you're not mavazeh him barab. I saw a word brought down b'shem lechavas yoyer. Hoicheach teichiches amisecho. Give your friend teichoche. Don't do it by putting the aveir on him. Hey, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. That's not the way to give teichoche. You want the teichoche to be mekubal. You call your friend always. You know, you're such a good fellow. Mamash, you have such a good heart. Doesn't pass for you to act in such and such a way. That's a totally different mahalach. You build them up first. You say how much you're mashing him. Hashem, if he's there for you, such a thing. Because it's not lufi choycha to do something like that. And that way you're not throwing the aveira on him. You're building him up and saying, for you this is not good. How do you give teichoche? Don't just right away place the burden of the chet on him. You have to do it by elevating him I'm making him feel good. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Al Teichach Les, Penis Noeka, Pasuk says, do not give Teichachah to a less, he might hate you. Hecheach L'Chacham V'yeh Obeka, give Teichachah to the Chacham, and he will love you. So Pashto Pshat is, you're talking about two different types of people over here. Don't give Musar to the less, or give Musar to the Chacham. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say, I believe Al Shachakodah says it, is talking about the same person. When you're giving Musar to a person, don't talk down to him, don't talk to the less part of him. I'll tell you how less. If you talk to the lower part of him, then he's going to hate you. Hecheach L'Chacham, give Teichacha to the Chacham part of him. Build them up. You understand better. That's not what Vichoycha. And then, yeah, Rebecca. And that's gotten the pasuk over here. I remember reading Rabbi Twersky. I might have mentioned this already. Rabbi Dr. Twersky, he says over Ramaisa, when he was a young boy, they lived in Milwaukee. His father was a Chassidus Rebbe, major tzaddik. So there's always, Milwaukee was a hub where people, Mishalachim, Rabbanim used to pass through there all the time. They always had guests in their house. So one Shabbos, there was a Chassidus Rebbe that stayed at their house. And he heard Rabbi Twersky is a young boy, he's an illusion fellow. He heard that he's a very good chess player. So he challenged him to a game of chess on Shabbos. He didn't want, he was hesitant. He says, okay, we'll play. Later on that afternoon, he gets a message, his father wants to speak to him. Oh no. Probably his father found out. Comes to his father's room. His father's sitting over the Gemara. He's learning, and he's like stewing a little bit. He's waiting for the thing to come. His father looks up. He says, Apuchabiti, Shamasmid, Achuchem, this. He builds him up. He says, Say pass the Shpil and Shach and Shabbos. This is what he tells him. Then he looks back at the Gemara and he gives him time to think about it. Then afterwards he looks up and he says, no, did he at least give him checkmate? So he says, that mamish, that said it all. He got the message across in a nice way. He was interested if I did the job or not. You know, that showed me, my father understood me. He says, there's a beautiful way of giving Musa. So I'll appeal to the Chacham part of the person. And that's the pshat over here. Don't throw the chet on. Be my chichim in a way where it's going to get the positive results. A good Shabbos, everybody.